Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now in the Darim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. And in today's podcast, we will analyze Rabbi Yossi's opinion about Nedarim Shein Bami Inui Nefesh, in other words, Mishnah Bet. And from there, we'll go on to several tangents about the issue of Bein Alevena, Inui Nefesh, etc. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh. Good. So, Ibai Aluhu, the Rabbi Yossi, Moshe, Afer Mishum, Dvar Mishum, Bein Alevena. When she takes a vow abstaining from bathing, so Rabbi Yossi maintains that that is not considered a Inui Nefesh, and we saw why. He considers laundry to be more significant than bathing, etc. However, may the husband reject the ban on grounds of Bein Alevena, that it affects their relationship. Toshma, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh, Aval Dvar Mishum, Bein Alevena, Havyan. The implication from Yossi's words is that these are not Nidrei Inui Nefesh, but that they may be Nedarim Sheesh Behen Bein Alevena. Now, Dilma Lididhu Ka'amar Lahu, perhaps Rabbi Yossi is saying this in regards to and in response to the Rabbanan's position. Lididhu for the Dvarim Sheh Bein Alevena Lahavian. I maintain that these are not rejectable on any grounds, not even Bein Alevena. Lididhu Diamrito Havin Nidrei Inui Nefesh, but you who maintain that they can be rejected based on Inui Nefesh, Oduli Deinu Inui Nefesh, at least admit that they're not Inui Nefesh. I'll allow that you may have the position, Rabbanan, that they could be rejected, but only on grounds of Bein Alevena, which of course has other implications that it can only be done in regards to their relationship and not in totem. So, what's the answer? What do we really understand of Rabbi Yossi? Does he believe that her vow against bathing, as an example, or adorning herself, Kishut, that's going to come to play in a minute, can he reject those? Aravada Barav Omer, Mefer, he says you can. Rafuna Omer, Ein Mefer, he says you can't. Now, Shalom Atzinu Shual Shemet Ba'afar Pir. On a page, I didn't want to write this down, but I just put his argument in parentheses. But the statement is, you've never find a fox that dies in its own pit. You know, the idea is that kishut here is understood to be, and bathing is understood to be something that makes intercourse safer, to get certain obstacles out of the way. And Rav Huna says, there is no such thing, it's never dangerous in that way, for a husband who's already intimate with his wife to suddenly encounter danger because she hasn't cleaned herself properly. And therefore, it's not Bein Alevena. That's his position. Now, Tanya Kavata Rav Ada Bar Ava, but we have a Braita that supports Rav Ada Bar Ava. And this Braita introduces several components that we're later going to come back and visit, so we'll take it a little slowly. Dvarim sheyesh ben inui nefesh mefar ben alavena ben alavena cherim. If it's a vow of affliction, he can be made for it, whether it's be in connection to her relationship with him or her relationship with anybody else. Shein ben inui nefesh, if it's not about affliction, ben alavena mefar, he can reject the vow that affects the two of them. Ben alavena cherim eno mefar, but if it affects only somebody else, then he can't. Ketzad, now what's the example? Amra konam perot elu alai. If she says, I'm not eating any fruit, not elu, perot alai, she bans all fruit, harezi yafer, that's a bingo. Right? Because it's inui nefesh. Konam sheni osa lafi abba, but if she says, I'm not going to do anything for preserve food to your father, lafi achich, to your brother, lafi avich, to my father, your father, lafi achi, to my brother, the first one is my father, your brother, your father, my brother, shalotain tevin lefnei vehem techao, my lefnei bekarchar, I'm not going to feed your animals. She says something of that effect. Then, ein yachol hafer. Then he cannot be made for, because those are about her relationship with somebody else and they don't involve personal affliction for her. But if she says, I'm not going to put on makeup, or I'm not going to part my hair nicely, or I'm not going to have relations with you, then those are things that directly affect them. He can be made for because even though there's no inui nefesh involved, it's bein olavena. Now we're going to look at that component of Ashamesh Mitati, how she formulated it in a way that it has any sort of a standing. Shalom atziyah lecha mitatcha, v'shalom zog lecha atakos, v'shalom achatz lecha panecha yadecha v'raglecha. But if she takes a vow that she's not going to make the bed, or pour the cup of wine, or wash his face and arms, etc., which is part of the malachot, if you recall from the fifth chapter of Ketubot, part of the malachot that she's obligated to do for him, and dvarim shebeinu levena havyan, then Ein tzarich lafer. He doesn't have to be mefer for a simple reason. She is meshubah to those things. They're not within her purview to ban, so the ban has no hold. Rabban Gamliel disagrees, sort of. Gamliel omer yafer. He says she should ban it. Why he should reject them? Shenemar lo yachel dvaro. Rabban Gamliel says the pasuk, the one pasuk we have on the page, says that you may not violate your words. So the idea is that midrabanan, the husband should formally reject the neder so that in no wise is she considered to be violating her words when she goes and pours him a cup of wine. But the truth is, it's not really her neder to make. Davar acher, and this is Rabban Gamliel continuing, lo yachel dvaro mikan l'chacham shein matir nidrei atzmo. Lo yachel dvaro means you cannot violate your own words, so therefore a chacham cannot release his own neder. He needs another person to do it. That's the breita. Now the first piece of it is, how does this breita support the idea that Rabbi Yossi would agree that not bathing is bein ol levein and can be rejected on those grounds? Man shemin and damar shalak chol v'shalaf kos tvarim shebein ol levein ahavyin. Who, which authority is it who says that not doing makeup and etc. is not considered in an effish, is only possibly bein ol levein? Rabbi Yossi, uktan mefer mishum dvarim shebein ol levein. That bright has got to be authored by Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbanan would say, Shalak Chov, Shalak Hakeis, that's not Bein Olvena, that's Inui Nefesh. Because the Rabbanan have the net of Inui Nefesh spread far and wide. Not making, having makeup, not bathing, not washing your hair, etc. Those are all Inui Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi, who says Inui Nefesh only comes down to eating and drinking and things of that sort, would therefore say Bein Olvena, he must be the author of that Breita. And in that Breita, what does it say? That's considered Bein Olvena, and therefore we have an answer that refutes Rav Huna. Now, going back to look at this Breita, Amar Mar, V'shalosh Meshmitati, if she takes a vow not to have Bia, Yafer Mishun Dvarim Shebein Olvena. Now, Hechidami, how does this vow work that it needs a rejection? If she says, I'm banning you from getting benefit from me physically in that way, Shalom Ali Hafara, why does he have to reject it? Hamashubedetle, she already is mishubad to him before she takes the ban. The minute they marry, she has a relation, a conjugal duty to be with him physically, and therefore she doesn't have the right to ban him from getting benefit from her. So how does she formulate it? Alabomer hanat tashmish chalai. She says, I ban myself from getting benefit from tashmish with you. Right? Ucharav Kahana. This is a statement of Rav Kahana. We've had it earlier in the Masechet. Tiamar Rav Kahana, Hanatash Vishi Alecha, Kofa Umisham Shato. If she bans her husband from getting benefit from her, then he can force it at Bia. In other words, there's no Hafara needed. Hanatash Vishcha Alai, but if she reverses it, Yafer, why? She'in Machilin et Adam, Davar Hasurlo. Then you have to reject it, because you can't force somebody to eat something that's asur to them. In other words, she banned getting benefit from the husband. You can't force her to get that benefit. Okay. Mantana hadetanya. So now who then, going back, is the author of the following breita? Dvarim hamutarim vachrim nahaguman isur. If you have behavior that is technically permitted, but a particular community behaves as if it's prohibited, like those communities mentioned in the first parak of Megillah, where they practice not doing any malacha in Purim, or that whole series of activities that's listed in the fourth parak of Pesachim, about communities where they would not do malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning, and all sorts of other good and positive restrictions, which are technically activities which are technically permitted, but they would behave as if they were forbidden. Now those last two words don't appear in some of the other texts, but you are not allowed. How do we know that if there is a community that behaves a certain way, for instance, they don't do malacha half an hour before candle lighting on Shabbat, the minute of Shalom, lighting candles early, whatever it may be, something that's technically permitted, but the community behaves is forbidden, you are not allowed to behave in a permissive way about it in their presence, kedei levatlan, in order to try to change their custom. Mishum shenamar lo yachel dvaro, because the text says lo yachel dvaro, almost as if to say that such a behavior has some classification of something like a neder, and you're not allowed to violate it. Davar acher, and that brayta continues lo yachel dvaro mikan l'tamid chacham shenamar fer neder atzmo. This is how we know that a scholar cannot release himself. Mefer is a little bit of a loose term here, but that he cannot release himself from his own Nedarim. Who is that author? Mani Rabbi Gamliel. That's Rabbi Gamliel, who in the Brita said that second statement, and then said another statement, as an add-on to another statement, which was that if a woman takes a Neder banning behavior that she's obligated to her husband, he has to be made for it anyways because of lo yachel dvaro. So we see that Rabbi Gamliel said these three things. Now, ba mina Rava Rav Nachmas. Rava asked his Rebbe, Tashmish amita l'rabbanan. If a woman takes a ban from Tashmish, inu nefeshu o dvar mishabena levena. How do we classify it? Is it inu nefeshu o bena levena? Amar le'tinituha, we have the last Mishnah in the Masechet, unatulani mina Yehudim, if a woman says, I am banned from all, from, and what it means is I'm banned from having relations with all Jews, and she's a married woman, yafer chalkom sham shato. Originally, the first ruling was that such a woman immediately is divorced. And then they said, in order that a woman should not decide that she's upset with her husband and makes this neder, said the husband is mayfair his portion, and they have relations, and she's still banned from all of the Jews. Now, but think about this. If Tashvish Amita is considered Inui Nefesh, then that means when he rejects it, it's a full rejection, and she should then be, if he divorces her or he dies, she should be able to marry another Jew. So we see that Tashvish Amita is classified by the Rabbanan as a relational vow, not an affliction vow. And therefore, when he rejects it, he only rejects the part that affects them, and she continues to be prohibited to all other Jews, even when her status changes. Now, that seems pretty clear, that based on a later Mishnah in our Perek, the Rabbanan believe that Tashvish Amita is considered Beinu Levena, not Inui Nefesh, even though they claim that bathing is Inui Nefesh, and adorning is Inui Nefesh. All right, but the answer, the Rava says, Rav Nachman, that's not what I meant. The Rabbanan Tibayalach, I was asking about the Rabbanan's position. Because that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. How do I know it's Rabbi Yossi? Rav Huna made a claim that the entire Perek, after the first Mishnah, is authored by Rabbi Yossi. How do I know that? Because in our Mishnah it says, "My Kaven, the Tan Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Eni Elun, Indri Nef, Inu Nefesh," if you recall, at the end of Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yossi, in responding to Rabbanan who said bathing and adorning, Rabbi Yossi by name said those are not nidrei nui nefesh. So lama otulamitna harezi afer di Rabbi Yossi. So why at the end of Mishnah Bet, which is all clumped together, does Rabbi Yossi say, but if she says da 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 da, then yafer diver Rabbi Yossi. Why do we have to say diver Rabbi Yossi again? Shmamina mikan veilach Rabbi Yossi. That teaches you that the rest of the parak is all authored by Rabbi Yossi. So if that's the case, he's saying, I know that Rabbi Yossi would claim that Netula Nimin Ayudim, having relations, of course isn't Inui Nefesh, so that can only be Beinu Levena. I'm asking about the Rabbanan's position. Alright, so let's see. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Kol Nedarim Baal Mefer Leishto Chutz Min Hanati Alploni She'eno Mefer. Shmuel, quoting Levi, says, a husband can be Mefer any Nedarim of his wife's, except if she says, I'm banning my Hana on somebody else. Some other guy can't get benefit from me. But if she says, I'm banning myself from getting hana from some outside guy, mayfair. Why mayfair? Because it could be that some later time she's going to need that guy, he'll be a government official or whatever it is, and she'll need to get benefit from him, and she'll then be cast in a position of inui nefesh, therefore he can be mayfair. So Tanan, is that really true? Peret medina zualaya vila medina cheret. Our Mishnah states that if she bans the fruit of a particular province, he can't be mayfair. He brings her fruit from another province, and according to what you said, why don't we just claim what happens if later on in time that province becomes the only place with that kind of fruit, and so therefore it's inui nefesh. He should be able to mayfair. Rav Yosef to kamer shetavi. Rav Yosef says the neder isn't the way we read it. It's if she says any perot that you bring from there, he can't be mayfair. He can bring it from somewhere else. So is that really true? Is our Mishnah talking about where she added the word shetavi? She said, any perot you bring from there, I'm banning. Of course, if I get them myself, or somebody else brings them, they're fine. Toshma perot chenvani zealai. In the second clause of that Mishnah, it said, now Mishnah Bet, it said that if she banned the perot from a particular storekeeper, ein yachol afer, he can't reject it. Chanami dekamer shetavi ata. Is this also a case where she says, any perot that you bring from that storekeeper? Of course, if somebody else brings it, it's fine. That's why he can't be mayfair. So that doesn't work because the final clause in the Mishnah is loyta parnasatol alimenu. If that the that's the only storekeeper around, harezi afer, then he can be mayfair. If you're talking, we mean that in the Mishnah, all these nedarim, she stipulated these things are banned. If you bring them, then am I a fair? Why can he be made for the neder if she pointed to one particular storekeeper and he's the only one in town? Let somebody else bring her fruit. Let her get her own fruit if it's not under the ban. Elamita seifa de lomaiti baal averesha de kamaiti hi. It's worded a little bit awkwardly. What it means is since the last case has to be a case where the husband isn't bringing it. She means she's banning the store, anything from that storekeeper, and that's why if he's the only storekeeper in town, he can reject it. Similarly, in the Reisha, it's got to be a case, even if she brings it herself, it's banned. And why is it that he can't be Mayfair if he can to get it from another region? Why don't we say, based on what Shmuel said, that he could be Mayfair it because she may need fruit from that region one day? So you're right, the Reisha, he can't be Mayfair, and it's talking about even when she banned herself, or in any fruit getting in any which way. He brought it, anybody brought it. And the answer is that Mishnah Bet is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi indeed says that Inui Nefesh means immediate now, not it may come one day to be, but immediate affliction now. Just like we said about Yom Kippur for the Rabbanan. And therefore, only food which makes it impossible for her to eat. That's Inui Nefesh. But not food from here, because you can get food from there. What, later on, there may be no food except from that one region? And that's later on, that's not Inui Nefesh. Good, and Armish does Rabbi Yossi, da Amravuna Makule Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Huna said, as we just saw in the previous Amud, that our entire parak after Mishnah Aleph is authored by Rabbi Yossi. So Mishnah Bet is all authored by Rabbi Yossi. Umayin Yachol Afer, so when Rabbi Yossi says that you can't be Mayfair, if she says, I'm not going to have any of these pirot, mishum inui nefesh, aval mefer nedarim shebein olavena, but he can certainly be mefer nedarim that affect their relationship. And that even Rabbi Yossi would agree with. Okay, we have completed till here in Mirtz Hashem. In the next podcast, we will finish this sugya up to the next Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Bet as we continue in our study of the final parak of Masechet Nedarim. Everyone should have a wonderful day.